This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 12, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Emirates announced on Sunday another historic civil aviation aircraft order, signing contracts for 120 Airbus A350s, 11 more A380s, and 12 Boeing 777-300ERs, worth an estimated total of $34.9 billion at list prices. The orders come as Emirates reports growth and demand exceeding its most optimistic projections. Emirates serves 97 cities, including 3 daily flights from New York's JFK to Dubai. In its 19-year history, the company says annual growth has never fallen below 20%. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association tells ANN Jacksonville Center suffered a 50-minute communications outage on Friday afternoon, during which controllers in most of the facility lost the ability to talk to pilots or even see aircraft on their scopes. The outage also caused a number of delays involving aircraft headed to and from the lower southeastern U.S., including Florida. The outage, which NATCA believes was caused by human error at the local Jacksonville area office of a major telecommunications company that provides the infrastructure to the FAA, began at about 12:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Jacksonville Center's NATCA facility representative, Dave Cook, said the facility lost 9 of its 16 radar sites and half of its radio frequencies. He added that the FAA prohibits controllers from having cell phones in the control room, severely limiting communications to other air traffic control facilities to notify them of aircraft headed to and from their airspace. Cook said it does not appear that any incidents of losses of minimum separation occurred during the outage. In a move unlikely to surprise anyone, executives at American Airlines have rejected a contract proposal offered by the Allied Pilots Association, saying it would increase the airline's costs by over $1.4 billion a year. The airline calls the increases demanded unsustainable. Union spokesman Carl Schricker called American's statements, quote, tired rhetoric that tries to make everyone forget what they've done with senior executive compensation and how they basically sold labor a bill of goods with pull together, win together, unquote. Conversely, the union said no to American's plans to purchase 25 70-seat Bombardier CRJ regional jets for its regional subsidiary, American Eagle. The jets would have been flown by pilots at the regional carrier who are represented by the Airline Pilots Association, not the APA. Also vetoed was an agreement between those two unions, outlining so-called flow-through procedures for American Eagle pilots to move up to American's mainline service. APA leaders have promised members a hard line in negotiations, predicting, quote, interesting times in American Airlines, unquote. The Chicago Tribune reported Saturday that the FAA will keep its caps on flights in and out of Chicago O'Hare in effect for another year. The limits were imposed 3 years ago when O'Hare ranked last in on-time performance. The paper quoted FAA officials as saying the caps will be lifted in November of 2008, when O'Hare is scheduled to open a new runway. City officials have bristled under the caps, and it's hard to say they've achieved much. O'Hare still ranks last in on-time departure performance among the 32 busiest U.S. airports. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Civil Air Patrol loses 2 career officers. The Swiss High Court says a Russian assassin will go free. And a small plane crash claims the life of a former Vietnam POW. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, in our weekly visit with Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, we'll expand last week's topic of icing conditions with a discussion of Bob's sometimes controversial views on training for icing, and we'll invite your email responses. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.